Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 in the well where my eyes are, baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand, you helped me, you helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvin. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. Be sure to be safe out there, by all means. Please do not text while driving. Want to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Betty Swan. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver a distinct variety. With this move, hello.
Came along. Sit down. You're comfortable. Yeah. How long have we known each other? About 10 months? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. You and John are real tight, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, is that an engagement ring? Oh. Congratulations. Oh, he slipped it on your finger last night, huh? He's the luckiest man in the world, you know? He should be real proud to have someone like you. Oh, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about is... Well, there's something that's been bugging me for about 5 months. And I've been carrying it around with me. And it's getting heavier and heavier every day. And, you know, it's almost to the boiling point. I have to get it off my chest. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fresh or anything because I know you're John's girl, but I just have to tell you this. You see, I have a great deal of respect for you. I'm not being, you know, not going to let feel on you. But, dear, you see, I'm going to take you back to my childhood in a way. See, we had quite a big family. We weren't, you know, very rich. Sometimes we lived from day to day. But one thing we did do, we went to church every Sunday. You know, Mama took us to church. And I was in the choir, too. Yeah, I sang a little bit then. Sunday school. She taught us the golden rule, 10 commandments. And she said, son, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. She said, don't steal. Don't rob. You know, all the things that good parents try to instill in their children. Well, you know, I did, a few little things like shoot hooky. I guess every kid is shoot hooky, you know, once. And she said, stay out of trouble. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't, you know, break in or burglarize or rob anybody, you know. I tried to work with what I got, you know. Tried to be honest. You know, didn't commit no crimes or nothing. But, you know, I had to wait until I reached manhood to commit a crime, according to the court of love, if there is such a court. But, you know, sometimes you're forced into things like this. See, sometimes Cupid can shoot his arrow so fast you can't get out of the way, you know, and you can fall. And the more you, something just like being in quicksand, too, the more you wiggle, the deeper you sink. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You see, I'm not very good with words, and I had to tell you all of that, you know, to really say what I got to say. See, there's a lot of talk going around town. And I'm on the make for John's girl. You know, Ike is on the make for John's girl. But, you know, I don't mean to do anybody wrong because I don't want nobody to bother anything that belongs to me. But, you see, I've never seen anybody like you. I've never known anybody like you. And there's some things you just can't help. You know, at night I toss and turn. I try to keep it out of my mind. But, you see, I find myself thinking about you. I just can't help it. And right now, I stand accused of loving you too much. And I hope it's not a crime, 'cause if it is, I'm guilty. Loving you. Oh yeah. Thank you. hope to God that I never had, or to testify, 'cause if I do, everyone's gonna, they're gonna cry. I may not stand to go through a chance. I stand on top of Mount Everest and proud to tell the world that I love you. Oh, yes, I will. Because I just can't. I can't help myself. I'm a victim of circumstance. And just one. One touch of your hand, I don't know how it happened, but just look at me. I find myself trembling on the witness stand, and I'm shouting out all over the land. Everybody, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm guilty of loving you, yeah. I said I'm guilty, but what can I do? I wanna hold you. I wanna squeeze you tight. But what might say, she belongs to another and that ain't right. I did not fall in love with you. I just couldn't help myself. And now I'm strung out. I don't know what to do, no, no, no. I'm guilty of loving you. Oh, yeah, I'm guilty of loving you. I'm not ashamed to say I love you. I love you, I love you. All I
another friend. I hope it'll reach out to you, my love. This is my lover's prayer, and I hope you can understand it, my love. My life is such a weary thing, but in my heels, oh, this prayer just rang and rang. You keep me wanting, waiting and wishing, when I know deep down I'm not to blame. What you gonna do tonight when you need some loving arms to hold you tight? Tell me what you gonna do tonight when you need my heavy voice to tell. That. Honey, but you can't let that be no problem. You got to come on home and help me solve them. Yeah, I won't be missing you. And honey, my love and prayer would be all over.
Everyone, you're tuning into Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. And this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you hear will be coming from Joe Simon. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver a distinct variety with the smooth flow.
got caught up in traffic. One turn I made was wrong. You see, the DJ on the radio was playing our song, and I was reminiscing of the days that passed and gone. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Before I knew it, I was 10 miles out of the way. My mind was filled with thoughts, sweet thoughts of yesterday, of the time when you took my hand and made me feel just like a man, of the time when you took a hold and thrill my very soul. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. '294, there by highway side, I should be home by now, home just in time to lay her down to sleep and praise the Lord for the peace of love. By the time I got started in the right direction, DJ on the radio was playing another selection, but our song was still on my mind. Memories lingered on of how you have been so kind. Oh, I just, baby, carried away. Thinking about the time when you were so good to me. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. And before I knew it, I was 10 miles out of the way. And I was wondering, would you believe me when I say, oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Yeah. you think I'm changing. Ooh.
Baby, baby.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 10 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Minnie Riperton. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, man. You know she's waiting, yep, anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are both so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found the thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
you're tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It's 5 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Jamie Foxx.
Pocket when I did it, they, and they come right out of preaching. That's how they get you to give. They come right out of preaching and go right into that. God is good. God is great. Ah! Reach in your pocket to give me all your money, please. Why I know I'm gonna be all right. And I got some people from my hometown right in here tonight, from Terrell, Texas. They keep me grounded. That's what these people need. When I was talking all that stuff, they don't have nobody in their family or somebody that just, you know, tell them what they need to do. I got somebody. Yeah, man. My grandmother's 94 years old.
Keep on living, keep on living.
But the thing about it, when I had, you know, people over at the house, like girls and stuff, I couldn't sing no worldly songs. They had to be spiritual. Or it had to be off of TV. So what I would do is I had a girl over, I would switch it up, take a song off of TV and make it sound good enough to make love to. Even if the song was, here's a story. Who was bringing up three very lovely girls? All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in color. Yeah, 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 yeah. Till the one day with the lady met this fellow. How you doing? How you doing? And they knew they were much more than a house. Well, it's true, it must somehow form a family. How you play? That's the way we overcame the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. Oh, oh, yeah. Break it down like Babyface. Cause you know Babyface, you break it down like, that's the way the wheel became the Brady Bunch. And I love the big bunch of big bunch of feet. Don't lift the big feet, don't lift the big bun, don't lift the big bun. Or you could break it down like Luther, okay. Cause you know Luther break it down like Brady Bunch. I say it. Brady Bunch, Brady Bunch, it's driving me crazy to think that Miss Brady. Or what if it was Prince? Because you know Prince would break it down like.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
Make you come home early. Make you me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there, holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays my favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm making it strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
Everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kale Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from Utah. Breaking news that the 10th Circuit rejects Utah's marriage equality ban. The 10th Circuit of Appeals has sided with lower court to reject Utah's ban on same-sex marriage. The ruling was stayed, which means same-sex couples cannot start getting married again, but this sets the stage for the case going all the way to the Supreme Court. This, in turn, could end up being the case that outlaws state-based marriage bans are the case that upholds them. Quote, we hold that under the due process and equal protection clauses of the United States Constitution, those who wish to marry a person of the same sex are entitled to exercise the same fundamental right as is recognized for a person who wish to marry a person of the opposite sex, end quote, the panel ruled. In other news, we have news coming from Indiana. The judge strikes down the ban on marriage equality in Indiana. A federal judge has just ruled that Indiana's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Judge Richard L. Young did not place a stay on the ruling, so couples can begin marrying immediately. Judge Young writes, quote, the court has never witnessed a phenomenon throughout the federal court system as is presented with this issue. In less than a year, every federal district court to consider the issue has reached the same conclusion in thoughtful and thorough opinions. Laws prohibiting the celebration and recognition of same-sex marriages are unconstitutional. It is clear that the fundamental right to marry should not be deprived to some individual based solely on the person they choose to love. In time, Americans will look at the marriage of couples such as plaintiffs and refer to it simply as a marriage, not a same-sex marriage. These couples, when gender and sexual orientation are taken away, are in all respects like the family down the street. The Constitution demands that we treat them as such, end quote. In other news, we have news in reference to the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts will serve as color guards at the New York City Pride. In a historic first, the color guard at the New York City Pride Parade this weekend will be comprised of LGBT and allied Boy Scouts and their supporters. Scouts and their advocates will present the American flag during the national anthem at the opening ceremonies, and then continue to march throughout the parade while the Boy Scouts of America still officially bans LGBT adults, but not Scouts, from joining the organization. Scout groups under the Greater New York Councils have always welcomed LGBT adults. GLAAD notes that among those carrying flags along with Manhattan's Fifth Avenue will be 87-year-old David Knapp, who was forced out of the Boy Scout of America in 1993 after 55 years with the organization when leadership learned that he was gay. Uniform scouts and allies will also carry flags, as will former Salt Lake City Scoutmaster Peter Brownstein, who was removed from his position as Scoutmaster after he and his son, an Eagle Scout, delivered pieces to the same-sex couples waiting to be legally married during the state's two-week period where such unions were permitted. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
long as we've been together. That should be so easy to do.
guys had come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the winner ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now.
La 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 la.
That I needed in this world, you are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and fill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true.
On loving you, 'cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. Love.
of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, will I say that I'm glad we're through? Deep in my heart, I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world.